morning, everyone. Let us pray. Almighty God, how wonderful you are. Your creation cries out in awe of your power. The universe shines with your glory of greatness. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of worship, for the freedom to be amongst your family, although we may not meet together in your house in this time of COVID-19. Thank you that in worship we can put aside the uncertainties of the world and rest upon the certainties of your kingdom. For your promises are not changeable as those of the politicians might be, but immovable and eternal. Thank you that we can bring to your feet all the hurts and fears that trouble us and leave them there, knowing that your strength and assurance are all that we require. Thank you that as we draw near in worship, we are transported from a world of concerns and fears to a place where we can be at peace in your presence, find healing, wholeness and refreshment. Forgive me, Lord, for I desire the wrong things, blinded by the media, and forget to engage with the real treasures of love and justice. You are all the love we need. All hope, all forgiveness, all truth, and all, that's all we need. Each life resounds with intricacy and miracles. I will lift my eyes to you, my wonderful, majestic, awesome God. Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Our gospel reading for this morning is taken from John chapter 6, verse 60 to 69. It is titled, Many Disciples Desert Jesus. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My theme this morning is words. In all of my life, all 72 years and 10 months, I have never been so bombarded with words. Daily, we are inundated with SMSs, emails, WhatsApps, radios, and TV news. That song of years ago, "Everybody's Talking at Me," seems so true. And then the question comes, how much of the words do we take in? That song continues, "I can't hear a word they're saying." Words, words, strung into sentences, making up WhatsApps, SMSs, emails. It seems that COVID-19 and the lockdown has given rise to everyone wanting to say something. How valuable is all of this? Let us pray. Father, it is with much humility that I speak your message this morning. You have laid this on my heart for some time now. Everybody's talking at me, but where is your voice in all of this? To whom am I listening, dear Lord? May this message be a blessing to all who hear it and bring glory and honor to your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Another song which comes to mind, I don't know who sang it, has the words, "Words don't come easily." Well, these days they come very easily. Again, I say, we are bombarded with words. So many people have something to say, and particularly about the situation in the world under COVID-19. So we get the serious messages. Those that warn about the dangers of COVID-19, we get the warnings and the instructions how and what to do during this pandemic. We get the remedies, some useful, some weird. We get the spiritually uplifting and from many and varied understandings of the situation. We get the amusing, some funny, some bordering on the bawdy, some downright gross. But it's not just during this time of the pandemic that we are swamped with words. The modern world, with its new platforms of communication, is a hive of information. My question is, how much of what we are told is believable? How much do we interrogate to see if it is true? But without wanting to be judgmental, we can all tell of a message in whatever form that we have got, that we accept as gospel, and we then feel free to forward to others. Later on, we are surprised or even embarrassed to find out that it was fake news. What is worse is when the news or message we get comes from people in leadership or government and is found to be fake or downright lies. So I'm sure that if I say most of us are word weary about COVID-19, about the economic situation, about global warming, and many more. Weary in the sense of we are tired, and weary in the sense of being careful to accept and believe. Who do we believe and listen to? What do we believe and listen to? In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 68, I find the answer to those questions. Jesus and the disciples were experiencing an unpleasant time. Many of the people who had been happy to follow Jesus when he was performing miracles did not take to his teachings about his actual mission of salvation and all that that meant for people. They argued with Jesus and an angry situation arose. As the situation became tense, many walked away from Jesus, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Turning to the 12 he had chosen, Jesus asks them, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" You know, we could be said to be in such a tense time, and maybe even with God. As this pandemic grows, and many of us are affected, either directly or indirectly, and many are infected, we may also feel that this Jesus doesn't work for us. His teachings are not making my life better. Following him, I am affected, infected. I wonder if at times the Lord listens to our words of unbelief and despair. And then he doesn't even need to ask that question. You don't want to leave me too, do you? Because we are leaving him as we stop trusting that God is in control of the situation. I believe that at such a time, when our faith is shaken or even dwindling, Peter speaks such a beautiful truth and power into the situation. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, he says in verse 68. What a beautiful testimony of faith. Lord, to whom shall I go? In John 10, verse 10, Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Why go to anyone else then? Peter speaks for all of us at the height of a troubled time. To whom shall we go? Someone may say, yes, that is all good and well. How is Jesus going to help? The answer comes in Peter's next statement in that verse. You have the words of eternal life. You know, everything that is spoken in the scriptures are the words of eternal life. The Bible has a word on every single situation in life. Yes, Peter says you have the words of eternal life. And we may think, well, it's about life in heaven after we die. No, it's about living this life so that we can enjoy eternal life. You have the words of eternal life, says Peter to Jesus. Those words, many that Jesus quoted from the Old Testament and most that he spoke himself, those words all come from God. Time and again, Jesus reminded his disciples, I speak and do what God wants me to. I'm paraphrasing. That is why St. Paul can say confidently to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. I said earlier that the Bible has a word on every single situation in life. As part of our Sunday school lessons for the pre-confirmation class, we have a lesson entitled, Everything is Permissible, but Everything is Not Beneficial. It's based on 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. So we cover aspects like, I can wear what I want to, I can go where I want to, I can say what I want to. I can read and listen to what I want to. I can eat and drink what I want to. We then study the scriptures that speak to these issues. Imagine our surprise when we found what the Bible had to say, for instance, about I can eat and drink what I want to. And I'd like to read it for you. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 19 to 21 says this. Listen, my child, be wise. And set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. And it continues in verse 29 to 35. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly, in the end it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights and your mind will imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on the top of the rigging. You hit me. They hit me. You will say, but I am not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? You have the words of life, Peter says to Jesus. St. John called Jesus the Word made flesh. So Peter could have said, you are the Word of life. Let us encourage each other with this thought during this time of a pandemic of, no, not viruses, but of words. Words flooding our inboxes, our ears, our minds, and possibly our souls. Question, whose words are holding us captive? For me, it's a no-brainer. If we are holding onto the words of Jesus, onto the words of Scripture, and if we hold on to them, we will not fall. If we do not hold on to them, we are going to struggle to keep our even keel, our faith, even our sanity. Time and again, we read the word listen in the Bible, a scripture that we are all familiar with and even sing. Be still and know that I am God has never been more significant. And as we listen, we will hear those words of eternal life. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, God puts it very plainly. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And those are the words we should be listening to. That is the voice we should attune our ears to. Peter's confession of Jesus gives us direction, especially during this time of stress and fear. Through all his ups and downs with Peter, that Peter had with Jesus, he held on. Sometimes it would seem by his fingertips, but he held on. He had no other person to go to but Jesus. He had no other trust in anyone else. He had no trust in anyone else's message but the one Jesus brought. And quite frankly, so do we. May I encourage us all to check what messages, what words are we allowing into our space? What are we listening to? What are we accepting as true? I leave us with a few messages from God. Let us hear those words from God. Psalm 1, which says, and on his law do they meditate day and night. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light on my pathway. Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is steadfast because they trust in you. Psalm 121, verse 8. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Let us pray. Loving Father and faithful God, thank you for your promise that you love us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Jesus, for assuring us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, dear God, for assuring us that your word will not return to you until it has done all that you have set out to do. May we indeed allow the word of Christ to dwell in us, to give us wisdom and direction in life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Almighty merciful Father, the world is in crisis. We come before you with humble hearts, asking for a quick control over the coronavirus. Hear graciously the prayers we make for those affected by the virus in various parts of the world. For the sick and infected, God heal and help, sustain bodies and spirits. To all our brothers and sisters who have contracted and are suffering due to the coronavirus disease, we pray that your healing hand may rest upon them. Grant healing to the sick, eternal life to the dead, and consolation to the bereaved families. We pray that their souls, through God's mercy, may rest in eternal peace. We pray that God may grant all bereaved families His consolation, strength, and strengthen their faith and hope in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. God protect our elderly and those suffering from chronic diseases and provide for the poor in a very special way. For our scientific community, leading the charge to understand the disease and communicate its gravity, God give them knowledge, wisdom, and a persuasive voice. We pray that an effective medicine to combat the sickness be speedily found. We pray for the relevant governments and health authorities that they take appropriate steps for the good of the people. Look upon us in your mercy and forgive us our failings, Lord. To medical doctors, nurses and the supporting staff who are in the front line of the fight against COVID-19, may that God will sustain you and inspire you to render your life-saving services with due care, love and compassion. Lord, we pray for those who need ongoing medical treatment, who are forced to wait at this time. God, please watch over their health and help them to stay positive and patient. For the homeless, unable to practice the protocols of social distancing in their shelter system, protect them from disease and provide isolation shelters in every city. For our church ministers and leaders faced with the challenges of social distancing, God help them to creatively imagine how to minister their congregants. We pray for all students in our schools, colleges and universities whose courses of study are changing, whose placements are cancelled, whose graduation is uncertain. God show them that while this life is uncertain, their trust is in you. We pray that we overcome this global crisis and that after this pandemic, we build a more just and humane world. God, we trust you completely during these difficult and uncertain times. Teach us to be your faithful people in this time of global crisis. Help us to follow in the footsteps of our faithful shepherd, Jesus, who laid down his life for the sake of love. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.